Screen, huh? Are we YouTubing?
Yes.
Yeah. All right, Terry, we're all set whenever you want to get us started.
Okay, welcome everybody to the July 30th meeting of the MPO. Let's rise for the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible,
thank you, everyone. Is there any members of the public who would like to participate?
We did not receive any public participation comments or requests for this meeting, Mr. Chairman, so I don't believe we have any.
Okay, thank you, Matt. Moving on, approval of the minutes. Anybody have any concerns with the minutes from May 18th? May
don't
20th.
Move.
Okay. Approve of the minutes. Move.
Mayor,
Did you
ready?
Say that, Mayor?
Second.
Second.
Second, Mayor Chess.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. On to action items. Action item one, amendment FFY 25 to 28 tip step. FHWA projects resolution 2026. Matt, or actually motion?
I make a motion.
And Plato.
And Plato. Discussion?
Matt? Yeah, I can go through these projects quickly. So the first project is project 0015-0392. This is Connecticut Route 8 bridge improvements for bridge 0347 over Catherine Street, Main Street, and paved area of Bridgeport. Purpose of the project is to rehabilitate bridge bridges 03547 A and B, which carry Route 8 over surface roads in the city of Bridgeport. They are entering poor condition. The bridges are currently overall unfair. This amendment would fund the bridge study to report and the design phase, which will identify specific improvements. It is adjacent to Bridgeport's Hollow neighborhood and the Charles F. Green homes, which was recently the focus of a 2 year or so HUD Choice Neighborhoods Initiatives Plan. So one note we are making in the resolution is that the city of Bridgeport has requested to continue to be involved and collaborative with the department as they move through the bridge study. One of the goals that came out of the HUD study or the HUD program was to enhance connectivity between the green homes and the rest of downtown. So we want to make sure where possible that can be brought into the project. The next amendment is project 0144-0202. This is on the connector of Connecticut 25 pavement improvements and lane reduction in Trumbull. The purpose of this project is to rehabilitate and reconstruct pavement on CT 25 through Connecticut DOT's pavement rehabilitation reconstruction program. This will reduce travel lanes from 3 travel lanes to 2 travel lanes in each direction for approximately 3.7 miles. The project includes upgrades to noise barriers, guardrails, drainage systems, and overall roadside safety conditions. The lane reduction will support Connecticut DOT's disconnected impervious surface MS4 goals. The project also supports transportation asset management by getting new roadway sections on a regular pavement preservation cycle. The third project is 0170-3806. This is replacing variable message signs, VMS signs, statewide. This project will replace 27 existing VMS signs due to poor condition and lack of spare parts. These provide motorists with information about road conditions and congestions. In our region, it will replace Fairfield VMS sign on I-95 northbound prior to exit 25. The next project is project 0170-3818, install new variable message signs statewide. This will install 12 new signs, again, providing motorists with information. The two in our region, there will be one in Seymour on Route 8 southbound prior to exit 15, and one on Route 8 northbound prior to the Isaac Cole Bridge in Shelton. And the final amendment for federal highways is project 170S-SNON. This is sign support, basically funding for inspections of statewide signage. This project was originally approved as part of the initial TIP in May 2024. This amendment will remove this project from the TIP. It's no longer necessary. Those are all the projects for federal highways. Happy to take any questions.
Any further discussion? Hearing none, do I have a vote? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Against? Hearing none, motion passes. Thank you. Do I have a motion to hear amendment FFY 2528 tip stamp FTA projects resolution 2026-15? Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Mayor Reddy?
Second.
Second. Second, Dragonis.
Discussion, Matt?
Yep, thank you, Mr. Chair. So these are two projects, Project 0300-2026CN New Haven Line. This is for the Time 1 track upgrades. These are specifically for the catenary upgrades, which is the electrical lines that run along the train lines at six bridges and an interlocking. This is being deleted from this, but it's being funded under a different funding mechanism now. So we're removing this project. The project is still going forward. Just to make sure everyone knows, we just recently had a groundbreaking on this project in Stratford this week. So the project isn't going anywhere. It's just being funded through a different mechanism. And then the second project is Project 0410-FAREBX. This is the fare box replacement for Greater Bridgeport Transit. We do have Doug Sutherland and Steve DeMichael here. So I'll turn it over to Steve or Doug if they want to add any color to what this amendment is for.
Sure, yeah. So this is a new project. It'll allow GBT to replace its existing fare collection system, which is well past its useful life. It'll also allow us to expand the fare payment methods that we're able to take, particularly electronic fare payments. That's being done in coordination with the Connecticut Department of Transportation, who is planning for rolling out a statewide fare collection system.
Great. Thank you, Steve. Any questions?
Any further discussion? Hearing none, we'll take a vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Against? Hearing none, motion passes. Thank you. On to item six on the agenda, other business. Matt.
Yep, just very quickly, Mr. Chair, the GBB MPO, as all the MPOs in the state of Connecticut are updating our long-range metropolitan transportation plan, which will be adopted in March of 2027. We appreciate the work of you and your staff providing projects for that plan. That project collection process went very smoothly. We appreciate everyone's time and effort in that. Those projects have all been sent to DOT for air quality modeling, which is a requirement of the MTP plan. So that is in the process right now up at DOT. We are continuing our outreach. We will be putting and reaching out to many of you to put some outreach materials at libraries, at town halls, to get the public to provide input on the long range plan for transportation. So we'll be doing a lot of that public engagement over the next 3 to 4 months. So just wanted to make you all aware of that. And then item two is just next meetings, September and November. If we need to have a meeting in between for any specific amendments, we will do so. But otherwise, we will plan to convene this body again in September.
Great. Thank you, Matt. Seeing nothing else on the agenda, I have a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Mayor Reddy and First Selectman Dragonis.
Okay, we will adjourn this meeting at 10:16. Thank you, everybody. See you September 24th.
Thank you.
Thank you all.
See you.
See you, everyone.